This is the New Leaders Podcast, the podcast for leaders who want to master the new way of entrepreneurship. The new leader doesn't hustle, leads by example, intentionally creates whatever she wants, and mostly makes a difference in the world. I'm your host, Rihanna, business and mindset mentor, and I've built a six-figure business from scratch in 24 hours a week, doing what I love, making a positive impact on other people's lives. And you can do that too. In this podcast, I teach you how to combine strategy, mindset, and energy to build the most profitable business close to your heart. Every week, you can expect a new episode full of inspiring content that will help you build your dream business and fulfill your ultimate potential. Yes, welcome, and thank you for listening today. We have a new intro. Did you notice? Finally, after months and months without an intro, I finally felt the space and the time to create this intro together with my producer. Thank you, Magda. I really love it. And it simply wasn't on my priority list. I do push myself when it comes to improving things in my business, but I don't push myself over limits. And so it simply wasn't on my priority list. I've waited until felt some space and time to create it. And this was the moment. So yes, you've hit a plateau, or if that's not the case, you'll probably going to hit a plateau in the future, because they're part of entrepreneurship. They're not like shocking. You don't need to worry. But I want to help you understand why you might hit a plateau and what you can do to bring the flow back. So just a disclaimer, this is for you when you've had some good months already, right? This is not for you if you're just getting started and you didn't have a flow of clients yet. You can't hit a plateau when you haven't started a flow of clients yet. Right? So this is for you if you've had good months, you've been growing your revenue, and suddenly it's the growth has stagnated, or maybe your revenue has dropped. Tools that you need as an entrepreneur. Then maybe you are doing the things. You have been doing the sales and the marketing, and the flow is not there. Then you want to ask yourself, okay, why? Ask yourself first, because you know yourself and your business better than anybody. So ask yourself first, why do I hit a plateau? And for example, I have this client that she just knows when client flow is slowing down. I just know that that's for me an opportunity to rest, because a flow of clients is coming. She just knows that, right? And that's also her experience. And that might be the case for you. It might be the case that you've had a very busy period of time and the universe is giving you an opportunity to rest, to recover, to recharge, to organize the things that you've gotten behind on, right? To catch up with the growth that you have been through. And so it doesn't have to be a bad thing. Sometimes you need to slow down in order to speed up. And when you are an entrepreneur, that's something that you really want to understand. So definitely ask yourself, is this an opportunity for you to rest? Is this an invitation for you to take some time for yourself so that you can handle the flow that is coming in the future? This is something that I've seen in myself, in other entrepreneurs, in my clients, that they set certain goals, but they don't have the things yet in place in their business, but also in themselves, in order to attract that. So what will probably happen is that you'll not only hit up a plateau, but you will also go through a certain transformation. You might get triggered, you might struggle, you experience difficulties with different things, which are all up-leveling. It's like you're not struggling, you're up-leveling. You're being prepared to become that person, to have the skills, to have so that that manifestation can come in. So, and if this is something that you struggle with, if you struggle to ask yourself these questions and actually have answers to them, I want to invite you to the Business Empowerment Session that is coming up the 31st of May, because it's going to be about this. It's going to be about guiding with intuition. And it's something that for me is so natural because I am super intuitive. I make all my decisions based on intuition. I make them very fast. I navigate intuitively. And so that makes my life and my business so much easier, right? When you always have this inner compass inside of you that has the answers, that gives you direction, that gives you, like, you know, intuitive nudges to what to do or what not to do. And I mean, it's brilliant. I couldn't imagine how stressed I would be if I wouldn't be able to guide with intuition. So honestly, if that is something that you want to become better at, come to this Business Empowerment Session, because that's what we're going to do. I'm going to help you connect to your intuition. I'm going to give you some tools to improve that connection so that you can start navigating intuitively as well and get answers to those kind of questions that are sometimes really complicated. I mean, they're not even complicated. When you are in touch with your intuition, it's like super easy. So yeah, because like I said, when your intuition is going to know, and your intuition is going to tell you what your next step could be, right? Something else could be that another area of your life needs attention. So again, you want to ask yourself, is there a problem that I need to solve? It can be that, let's say, your marriage is currently, it's struggling, it's not 100%, and that you're invited to fix that first for your business to flow. I've also had clients who had such deep-rooted fears that completely blocked the flow in their business. So if a plateau happens in your business, first of all, don't worry too much about it, because it's there for a reason. You just want to figure out what the reason is. It might be that you're invited to get into action mode, to get off your ass and actually do the work that needs to be done in order to get clients. You might want to master sales skills, or get better at marketing, or really, you might know everything and you just have to start doing it. So that could be a very logical reason of why you've hit a plateau. And if that's not the case, you want to look a little bit deeper and first ask yourself, like, why could this plateau be here? How could this plateau serve me? That's actually the question you want to ask yourself. Is this an opportunity for me to get reorganized, to rest, to recharge? Is there a problem that needs to be solved that really I also want to solve? Because we can be very focused on the growth in our business, but it might be our health or our love relationship or, well, anything else that needs attention right now, or a problem that needs solving. Also, ask yourself, am I already the person that can attract this kind of success? Or is this an invitation for me to really dive deep into the work, the inner work, to become that person? Those are all some very deep questions, and you might be able to get some answers while listening to this podcast, or while just really listening to your intuition. If not, you're invited to the Quantum Leap event, because during the Quantum Leap event, we will work on, you don't necessarily need a problem. You don't necessarily need a plateau, but you can have a certain question, like, why is it not flowing? Or like, what is my next step? Or maybe, how can I attract more money? Or a beautiful question that I love is that, who does my make a constellation? First of all, you bring in a certain question or a certain topic or a certain desire. And together with the coach, which is either going to be me or a colleague of mine, we will set
up the elements that are important in your situation. We'll set up the different elements, and we can set up everything. I mean, we can set up your clients, but we can also set up your insecurity or money. And the most amazing thing that I think is the most magical about these constellations is that the people that you're doing it with, they represent those different elements, and they will give you information about how they feel, about what's going on. It's kind of hard to explain, but it's going to give you a perspective that nothing else can give you. It's just magical. It's going to give you this perspective, and then also it's going to give you answers to your questions, or it's going to give you a certain breakthrough or aha moment of what your next step should be, or where you're blocking yourself, or where you're keeping yourself small. So definitely, if this is interesting to you, or this is calling you somehow, or yeah, or maybe you do have a certain question or a certain desire, and you want to get more clarity on how to get there, or whatever it is, feel free to come to the Quantum Leap event, the 8th of July in the Netherlands. It's going to be in Dutch, by the way. So yeah, that is definitely important that you speak Dutch. But I'm going to assume that that's not going to be a problem, since it's also in the Netherlands. So for Miriam, more information, just go to the website or send me a DM on Instagram or an email. And yeah, we'll go from there. Thank you so much for listening. And until next time, ciao, ciao.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the New Leaders Podcast today. If you love listening, I would be so grateful if you would leave me a review on iTunes or Spotify. Or let me know that you're listening by tagging me on social media. So, keep chasing your desires, beautiful, and I wish you an amazing rest of your day.